Hallelujah. There is no God like this God. Amen. There is no God like this God. I am always excited and so grateful and humbled by the love of God for mankind. God is good. Let's just quickly open our Bible. I just want to say a few words to us today. Like I always say, at every Christmas day, every day we come together to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. I always say to you that in all of our celebrations, this one to me is the most significant. And personally, it is the most important one in my life. Praise the Lord. And the reason is because if there was no birth, there can't be a death. And if there is no death, there can't be a resurrection. And if there is no resurrection, then mankind is doomed to eternal incarceration and destruction in hellfire. Hallelujah. So for Jesus to die for our sins, he has to first of all be born. Praise the Lord. So I thank God for the day that he was born, because the day that he was born assured me of my resurrection. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Let's just open our Bible to Matthew chapter 2. Story that we're all very familiar with. And we'll read from the first verse to the 12th verse. Matthew chapter 2. You know, it's so interesting. And I believe it's a good thing, because when this season comes, year in, year out, it's not only the Christians that rejoice. Hallelujah. Yeah. Somehow, the joy of the season just spreads. Even to those who don't believe in him, those who do not believe that he is the Son of God. Hello. Somehow, it affects them one way or the other. Hallelujah. And that's a good thing. I'm sure you agree with me that it is a good thing. But we must not embrace a good thing in a way that it will jeopardize the best thing. Hallelujah. The best thing is knowing the meaning of Christmas. Not just the activities that surround it. Some of us are looking forward to plenty to eat. Some of us call it Kirio. Many people invite you here and there to a Christmas lunch, Christmas dinner. There's so much to eat that sometimes you wish, why don't we just spread it out? Because there's a limit to what you can eat in a day. Hallelujah. But it happens to be a day in which there is abundance. And I pray that the abundance of the blessings of today will remain with you forever. Amen. That you will not know lack after today. Amen. The song the squire sang said, "She be lame yo panude." That's a powerful one. That the door of your kitchen is not permanently locked because there is nothing to do there. that you have a spoon and your spoon can scoop something into your mouth. Shibi lemio panude. May your spoon not be out of order.
Amen.
Glory be to Jesus. Some of you didn't catch that. Hello, somebody. Shall we rise to read the word of God? Matthew chapter 2, we read from the first verse. One to go. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Now, stop there. Let me just say one or two things, because today is just, we are just free flowing. Amen?
Amen.
How many of you have heard or? Okay, let me. How many wise men were there? How did you know that? Are you sure? You saw it there? Please show me in the Bible. You now said other version, said three. Hallelujah. He said they said three. The carol is not scripture. And there are many songs that are not even scriptural. Hallelujah. Behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Verse 2. Let's read. Saying, where is that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Did they follow the star? They did. Is that what is written there? Oh. Because many people say it is the star they were following. And I read the Bible, I didn't see it there. Hallelujah. You know, there are many things, meaning, understanding that we have about Christmas that are really not scriptural. Some of them are just based on culture. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Like turkey. Like Christmas turkey. So when people don't get a turkey in the Christmas, they feel that their Christmas is not complete. That's religiosity. Praise the Lord. Whether it is pomo you ate on Christmas Day.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Whether it is chicken and not turkey. Whether it is beef. Or eyele. Amen. We should thank God that shibilewa opanudi. Amen. Verse 3. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, and the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of this shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently the time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring him word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went forth before them till it came and stood over where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly great joy. The star they saw in the east also appeared in Bethlehem. Hallelujah. You will shine.
Amen.
Your star is about to emerge.
Amen. in this new year we are going into. Somebody's star is about to emerge. In the name of the Lord Jesus. If you receive that, shout a bigger amen.
Amen.
Verse 11. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in the dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord forevermore. Father, we thank you for the gift of this day. And we thank you for the greatest gift ever that you have given unto us, the newborn king. We appreciate you. Holy Spirit, empower the word this day. And let it liberate us. Let it challenge us. Let it empower us. Let it edify us and encourage us. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Someone sent me a WhatsApp message, and it reads, "A very merry and especially Christ-centered Christmas to you." And I read it over and over again, and I meditated on what the person wrote. He didn't just stop at saying a Merry Christmas to you, which is the usual greetings and pleasantries that we share with one another on a day like this. But the person included something really very important and said, may you have a Christ-centered Christmas. And I thought to myself, do we really truly have a Christ-centered Christmas or a religious-centered Christmas? Praise the Lord. Many people, it's all about tradition, it's all about religion. But the real focus is not on the meaning and understanding what actually happened and what this day really means to a believer, a kingdom citizen. From the scripture we read, the Bible told us that even Herod himself referred to the baby that will be born as a king. So he knew a king was about to be born. And when he heard that the king was about to be born, his insecurity just rose up. Another king to compete with me? Hello? The wise men that came from the east came because they knew a king was to be born. That scripture also tells us that he will be the governor over his people. So there is no doubt as to the royalty of the child that will be born. In fact, he will be born king. Amen. Kings receive worship. I'm going somewhere with this. It's important that we understand the kingship of Jesus Christ. When we understand the kingship of Jesus Christ, it will help us to understand who we are. That when you were born again, you were born a king. You were born royalty. Hallelujah. How many people here do have a recollection of the day you gave your life to Christ? The day that you gave your life to Christ, that you knew, okay, this is the day I actually got born again. How many people? A few people. It's good. It's also good to know. That day you were born a king. Hallelujah. You were born into a royal family as a king. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter 1 and verses 5 to 6. Let's open to it and quickly read. Because my mission this morning is just to give you knowledge and understanding of who you are and why the birth of Jesus Christ is important to you. That's all we need to know, really. Otherwise, we will become religious. And all we will be doing in a day like this is just, okay, it's holiday, like they do right now in some of these other countries that have removed the word Christmas, and the pleasantries they share on a day like this is happy holidays. Because some people will say it's offensive to them if you use the word Christmas. They want to celebrate not Jesus, but they just want to celebrate. So they would rather remove the Christmas and say it's just happy holidays. So that whether you are a Muslim, whether you are a Buddhist, whether you are a Hare Krishna, whether you are a Hindu, you can still enjoy. You can still be in the festive mood. You can still felicitate without you accepting the reason for the season. And this is what the enemy does, and this is how the world operates. This is the pattern of operation of the world, and the church must be careful not to blend with that philosophy. But that we, at a time as this, we are God conscious. We are having a God conscious Christmas. So I'm not sending messages to loved ones and I'm saying Merry Xmas. Because the world has not received Christ. So they remove the word Christ and substitute it with X. What does X mean? Those of you who did No, it's not cancel. Unknown. It's unknown. An unknown factor. X. Merry Xmas. Happy unknown mass. No, we know him. In him we live. In him we move. In him we have our being. He is Christ, the governor, the King of kings. The Bible calls him our counselor, the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, Emmanuel, God that is with us, the Prince of peace, the mighty God. We know him.
So Christians ought not to join. That's why I said many of the things we do in a season like this, sometimes we don't have an understanding. We just follow what the world is doing. The world ought not to dictate to us about our own king. We are to let them know who our king is. Praise God forevermore. And that's why today, as we celebrate his birth, regardless of what anybody may say, that whether he was born on the 25th or whether it is not 25th that he was born, we celebrate Jesus. We celebrate his birth because we have an understanding that if he was not born, there would have been no salvation, no redemption of man. If he was not born, the plan that God had right from the beginning would have been truncated. The plan he has for man to dominate the earth, to govern the earth. You know, we need to see ourselves. We are not victims. Please let me tell your neighbor, you are not a victim. In fact, that is the reason why Christmas should really be very important to some of us. You know, the day that is most important to some of us? To some of us is the new year. Thank God I made it to the new year. If you make it to the new year without Christ, you'll be in crisis. What will make the new year a fruitful year for you, a year that is worth writing home about, it is the Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise the Lord. That's why we as Christians sometimes, religion has, you know, it has a stranglehold on us. And that's because, you see, this is how we have understood it. That was the environment in which we all grew up in. When we were young, we were going to church. I mean, I remember those days. First Sunday of the year was the most important day in the life of a Christian. Yeah. Because that's the one that even your parents would take seriously. If their resources are not enough to spread over the whole season, they must make sure you have a new dress to wear on the first Sunday of the year. And some of you are still like that till today. That dress now, you have kept it. That one is the one that you come and do Thanksgiving for Sunday in the year. I made it through that last year. I made it into this year. If it hadn't been for the Lord that was on your side, you wouldn't have made it. And that's why I choose to celebrate him on a day like this. Praise the Lord. It's the most important celebration for me. Because every other day has no significance outside him. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Some of us, if you have a friend or someone that has been really very good to you in life, you know there are some people like that. God just put them in your lives. It's not about what you do for them. It's more about what they do for you. There are people like that in your life. They are there when you need them. They come through for you when you are confused. They are stable friends, reliable people. They are just there. They know what you need. They know when you need it. And they just come through for you. There are people who really won't say no to you. All of us have such people in our lives. They're just good. God sent them into your life. When such a person now happens to be celebrating their birthday, you want to do everything to be there. In fact, it's the most important day. You want to be part
of their life on that particular day. Everything that they're celebrating, they're doing, you want to be part of the plan, of the organization, of the ceremony. Their birthdays is important to you. You will want to gift them on that day. How much more for our Lord Jesus Christ? For the purpose for which he was born here was to redeem us from our sins and to give us a royal status. I thought somebody would applaud him for that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know whose I am. So I choose to have a mindset of royalty. Glory be to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's open our Bible. Are you there? Revelations 1, 5 to 6. Please read.
I'm from Jesus Christ.
Yes. He is what?
The prince of the king of the earth.
Unto him that loved us. Thank you, Jesus. Go on.
And washed us from our sins with his own blood.
He washed us from our sins with his own blood. So he had to come. He had to be born. He had to die. So that he can present his blood as a full and final payment for the purchase of your soul. Go on.
And he has made us
who?
Kings.
Made us who?
Kings.
Did you hear that? Kings. He made us kings,
And priests.
And priests unto our God and his Father. He has made us kings and priests unto God and unto his Father. He has made us kings and priests. Are there royal people in this place this morning? Really? Are there royal people this morning? The way you walk today must change. Hello? You don't see how kings move around. Please open your Bible to Isaiah again. Chapter 9, and let's read verses 6 to 7. Are you there? Yes, please read. Yes. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, yes?
And his name shall be called Wonderful.
Yes.
Counselor.
Yes.
The mighty God.
Hallelujah.
The everlasting Father.
Hallelujah.
The Prince of Peace.
Glory be to Jesus.
On
the increase of his government is what? And peace. There shall be no end. It is everlasting. Now, you and I today, seated here, we are enjoying the increase of his government that is everlasting. That's why we are saved. That's why some people will still be saved tomorrow and day after tomorrow. Why? Because of the increase of his government, there shall be no end. Praise the Lord. Remember in our text, he was referred to as who? The governor over his people. The Bible says the government is upon the shoulder of the governor. So the governor is not who sits in the government house in Alausa. That is not my governor. Hallelujah. Because the government of my governor is not of this world.
am a citizen of the commonwealth of heaven.
Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus.
No wonder Jesus says, my kingdom is not is not of here. It's not, this is not my kingdom. Praise the Lord.
Because the government here, you can cry and shout, increase minimum wage, and say, we have no money to do it.
But in the government of this governor, there is no lack. Nothing is broken. Nothing is missing. Nothing is lacking. Hallelujah.
I don't know about you. I belong to that government.
It's my choice. I choose to be under that government. Praise God.
Praise the living Jesus. Because when the government of the earth said no, it can never affect you unless the government of heaven also says no.
When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So a king was born. When kings are born, when kings are visited, you don't go to a king empty-handed. You go with gifts. Let me say a few things about gifts here. Because gifts were given to baby Jesus. I'm sure we all know those gifts. Number one. Number two. Number three. Well, we knew that one from age two, age three. They've taught us. But recently, I was just looking at it. All those gifts that were given to him. This is a baby that is just born. Hello, somebody. He's not even one day old, probably, by the time the wise men got there. Maybe a day, maybe 2 days, whatever. None of us seated here would have gone to visit a parent who just had a baby and take gold. None of us would take frankincense. Nobody would take myrrh. I mean, you are likely to take baby socks, baby grow, diapers. Hello? Those were the things that you would take. Why would they go? I mean, the Bible refers to them as wise men. So really, are they foolish men? Because wise people ought to know. If you are giving a gift to a baby, you should know the kind of gifts a baby should have. Why would they choose to give him gold? Why did they come with frankincense? Why did they come with myrrh? Have you ever asked yourself, why did they bring this kind of gifts? What's the meaning? So I knew there had to be some significant meaning to the gifts that they brought to him. And how does that affect you and I? How does it impact us? Because that's what's really important. Lest the Bible is a storybook. And it isn't a storybook. It is a book of instruction. It is a book of revelation. Praise the Lord. So there must be a deeper meaning to it. Why would they give him gold? Gold is given to kings. Why? Because you know that gold is associated with majesty. Hallelujah. And that's why sometimes when people read the Bible and they come up with all sorts of doctrines in the Bible, I don't know where they got it from. That's why people do all sorts of things that are unscriptural and tell you don't wear any gold jewelry. Don't wear any jewelry. Know somebody. A baby was born, they brought gold to him. And there was nowhere in the Bible that the Bible said they have sinned, the wise men sinned. I thought somebody would catch that.
Don't wear gold. Don't put anything on your ears. Don't do it. They brought gold to Jesus. The King of Kings. If his royalty and royalty deserves gold, what do you think we citizens deserve? What? Benkele? We also deserve gold. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I don't have time to go into the details of that. Because in the Bible, there was somewhere, I think it's the book of Isaiah, when they were describing the holiest of holies. And when Moses was given the pattern of how they would build the tabernacle, the Bible said the holiest of holies, it was laid both up, down. It was laid with gold. And the holiest of holies is the seat. It is the seat of the presence of God. Which means God sits gold up, gold left, gold right, gold under. Hey, glory be to Jesus. I will not lack gold. Glory be to Jesus. Nothing wrong with gold. So don't let anybody tell you that because it was gold that they used to build the calf when the children of Israel left Egypt and they were in the wilderness, and the golden calf that they built, all the gold that is on the ground now is polluted. The devil is a liar. Paul tells us everything that God has made is good, and then when you receive it with thanksgiving. Father, I receive gold with thanksgiving. In Jesus' name. Well, praise the Lord. We say all sorts of things. And people believe these things because people you don't read the Bible. And that's why we keep telling you people in this church, read the Bible for yourself. So that wherever that you go, wherever company you find yourself, and people are telling you, you know the right thing. Praise the Lord. If you don't know the right thing, you'll fall for anything. You fall for anything. So Jesus is the greatest gift that was given to us. He received gifts. But he is the gift that we received. Hallelujah. Frankincense. What about frankincense? What does frankincense stand for? Amen. What does it stand for? Nobody ever thought of it. Well, we know that Jesus, God gives his frankincense. Many of us don't even know what frankincense means. Hallelujah. And sometimes, you know, there are things you read in the Bible, you just brush your eye over because you think it's really not important. The one that is important is, you shall be blessed in your going out. You shall be blessed in your coming. That one you can easily receive because, glory be to Jesus. The Lord is good. All the time, the Lord is good. Frankincense is an incense associated with worship of a deity, when you're worshiping a deity. So when they brought this gift to him, it is an acknowledgement that Jesus is a deity. It's an acknowledgement of the supernatural in him, that he was not just a natural baby that is born. He's a king. There's majesty about him, so they brought him gold. Frankincense, because they acknowledge the deity, the supernatural in him. That he's more than just a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, as the Bible said. There is more to him than that. He's supernatural. Praise the Lord. And of course, we know that his birth was a supernatural birth. Just like your birth into the kingdom of God is a supernatural one. That's why when you gave your life to Christ, nothing really changed in your life physically. You didn't all of a sudden become a white man or a white woman. That they would have said, you left the house today. Look at that sister. What happened to her? She's now a white woman. You don't just change from being a Nigerian and not immediately now you are speaking Russian. It didn't happen. Because your birth into the kingdom is a supernatural one. Hallelujah. It's not a natural one. So they recognize that. They acknowledge that. Number three, myrrh. Myrrh is used, of course, it's a perfume that is used mostly in those days for burial preparation. You know, like all these, what do they call them these days? There are all these houses that prepare dead bodies. They have a name, they call them morticians. Morticians, you know, when they want to embalm a body, you know, they use all this, whatever it is that they use. So, myrrh is one of the things that they use. And it's like an anointing oil. Now, you would say, why would they bring that? Somebody is just born. And they are bringing something that is used for preparation for burial. Are they wishing this child to die? Hallelujah. But they understand that this guy is going to die for the sins of mankind. Hallelujah. So it signifies Jesus in three dimensions of his authority as a king, as a deity, and as one who is the lamb that shall be slaughtered. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So what they brought was significant. So they really weren't foolish men. They were actually very wise men. They knew the importance of the life of Jesus. Hallelujah. But we know that he came to die for our sins, and at the same time, he resurrected. And because he resurrected, our own resurrection is certain. Praise the Lord. So no matter what you are going through in life today, know this one thing. That God himself came down. God came down. Say it with me. God came down. It was God himself that came down in form of a man that he might redeem man. Praise the Lord. And that is why Christmas is really a special celebration for us, because we have the understanding of what it means for Jesus to be born, because God came down himself. He had to do it himself. This is not a job for the angel. It is not a job for the cherub. It's something he had to do himself. Remember, when Adam sinned, Adam was a man. And God has already spoken. And you know, this God is a holy God. What makes God holy is because what he says is what he does, and it is who he is. So that's why we can depend on him and depend on his promises. Because you know, if he has spoken it, it shall come to pass. Praise God forevermore. So God is a holy God and is a God of justice. So whatsoever he says, he means it. So he cannot deny what he himself has said. And he said, for any man that will eat of the fruit of this tree, what shall happen? He shall die. So man died when he ate it. He died spiritually, and so man began to die physically, which wasn't even according to God's plan. Man was to live forever. So to redeem the fallen man, it has to be a man. Hallelujah.
And there is no other man, because when Adam sinned, man sinned. So who is going to redeem? God had to become a man in order to redeem man. And he looked, and God cannot operate here without a body, because he's a spirit. God is a spirit. So for him to operate here, to redeem man, he needs a body, a physical body to operate through. And so he found a woman who will lay down her womb to carry God. Hallelujah. And God overshadowed her, and she became pregnant. And for 9 months, she was carrying God in her womb. For 9 months, she carried the king in her womb. For 9 months, the governor was in her womb. And when she delivered the king, the angels knew, and they all rose. And like we sang today, they said, "Glory to God in the highest. Heaven and earth are reconciled." Hallelujah. Because they knew that the birth of God here, God has come down in the likeness of man to save man from his sins. Shall we rise on our feet and appreciate this God this morning? Bless him and thank him for what he has done. Thank him for what he has done. Worship him because he is king. He is the King of Kings. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the owner of a cattle on 1,000 hills. Because he was born, we have made peace with God. The sin of the first man and the wages of it is removed, because God himself came in the likeness of man. So bless him for coming, because you know what he came to do. He came because of you. He came because of me. He came for every man. And to as many as will believe in him, the Bible says he has given the power to become the sons of God. So today we can say we are royalty. We are kingdom citizens. We are kings and priests unto our God, because God came down in the likeness of man. There is no God like this God. Bless his name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my.
Please shall we all rise.